I'll be the one if you want me to. Anywhere I would have followed you. Say something, I'm giving up for you.
Hello everyone, and welcome to Charlotte View. I'm your presenter Daniel, and I'm here with your host, Claudia Pareco. Every week we feature innovative, wholehearted, and inspiring thought leaders and businesses. Throughout our high-ranked shows, you and your loved ones will experience an influx of eye-opening information, profound inspiration, compassionate counseling, advanced spirituality, pertinent advice, and loving guidance. Just tune in, live or on demand, and share, share, share. Our shows are held on Mondays and Fridays at 12 p.m. U.S. Eastern Time and 9 a.m. Pacific. At any moment to participate on our shows, please call 805-830-8344 and press 1 to talk with the host. Charlotte View provides the platform to a diverse array of guests, authors, musicians, nonprofits, social workers, psychics, healers, small businesses, retreats, you name it, who are joining forces to change the world from inside out, from their areas of expertise. You have something to say, we have the audience for it. All interviews are easily found in all social media and are available free on demand for anyone who wishes to further their knowledge and to transform their lives. To request a show, please write to info@charlotteview.net or visit our website, charlotteview.net. We are proud to announce that we have recently reached 40,000 live listeners. This is a huge accomplishment for us and a huge milestone. Our shows are sponsored by Spirit Connections with Tina Marie Heckman, Living Enlightened with Life Coach Nina Bingham, Ann Carter Medium, and The Light Retreat in Charlotte. Now, enjoy the episode of the day.
Thank you, Danny. And welcome everybody to Charlotte View. And this is an episode about the energies of 2015 with Celia Fenn. Celia Fenn is a channel for Archangel Michael and a spiritual facilitator. She is a writer and a speaker performer and the founder of Star Child Global. She travels the world to work with groups of people working with the energies of Archangel Michael, the Elohim angels, the Councils of Light, as well as the citations to bring the information about the transformation and ascension of the planet, the Christ consciousness, and the Diamond Codes, the significance of the Grail Codes and the Sacred Heart, and the work of the Indigo and Crystal and Diamond Star Children at this time. In her latest book, The Diamond Codes, you will find light information for the new reality, which helps people to understand the nature of the multidimensional post-2012 planetary reality. For more information, you can go to her website, starchildglobal.com. 2015 is going to be an astonishing and magical year on planet Earth. Many energies are playing a role as we speak, and Celia will help us anchor them. 2015 is the year of the Diamond Path. You will find the life and events will require very rapid shifts and transformations. The energy that is the guardian keeper of this year is that of the dragonfly. Dragonfly is the keeper of the portals of magic, dreams, and mystery. The comet Lovejoy is traveling around the solar system and perturbing the Sirius Pleiades. In this year of 2015, Earth time, the Andromeda Galaxy will develop a closer connection with the Earth family of light. Now, breathe deeply and focus into your heart as you breathe, connect with us, and join me in welcoming Celia Finn to the show and allow her to work her way in a shift and shift your consciousness into the higher dimensions now pulsating on Earth.
And it's really great to be with you, Claudia, and everybody who's listening. And I hope we can do some chatting about 2015.
Yes, please. And we have a very full switchboard. We have a lot of people listening with their computers, so they must be from all over the world. So, Celia, this is your show. This is your time. So, tell us about 2015, what we are going to expect, and everything that we need to know.
Well, Claudia and everybody listening, you know, we've just been through the most incredible period of transition and change, starting with 2012 and then going into 2013, 2014. So it's been a rough ride, you know, getting used to these new energies. But we've arrived at this most incredibly wonderful place where we are now multidimensional. You know, I think we don't give ourselves enough credit for what we have achieved in these last 2 years. And Archangel Michael saying to us, you know, accept that you've made a tremendous step forward and that you're not the same person you were 2 years ago. You have this light body. You have a different consciousness. You have the ability to transition between different dimensions, from the third dimension right up to the sixth and seventh dimension. And so what we're doing right now is we are getting acclimatized or getting used to this new ability we have to be multidimensional. And, you know, I have to say it's not easy. A lot of the time we don't know where we are because we're working with multiple timelines, we're working with different dimensions, and it can be very confusing. But as we begin to master these energies and to understand, you know, how this new body works, how this new light body works, we're going to find it's really an adventure, the most miraculous adventure that we're now on as we move into 2015 and begin to experience these incoming energies. So I think it's something really wonderful that we're dealing with.
It is, Celia. And I went to your website and I was sharing with people, and it is starchildglobal.com. And there you're talking about right now at this moment, energies about the dragonfly and the comet and the diamond energies.
Uh-huh.
So how are they all working together, and how can we prepare ourselves, or what is it that we need to be doing? Because you're talking about it is time for us as humans, Earth humans, to step up and stop being the crying babies always asking for other planets to work for us. So what is it that you mean by that, and how can we do that?
Well, that's exactly what I mean by saying we're now multidimensional. Because, for example, the diamond energies that I've been writing about are the galactic energies that are coming into our planetary field. So when we're working with the diamond energies, we're working in higher consciousness, fifth, sixth, seventh dimension. But then, you know, when we work with what I call the starseed transmissions, doing a transmission from Andromeda, for example, then we're working with cosmic galactic energies on a different level. And when I bring in the dragonfly energies, then we're going right into fifth dimensional Earth energies because we're working with the fifth and the sixth dimension, because the dragonfly energy is the sixth dimensional archetype for 2015. So it's coming from that level. And it's understanding that all these levels kind of fit together, you know, but it's understanding you can choose one of them, you can choose all of them, but understanding how they fit together and how you can work with them. You know, I've had people say, oh, well, you're not being consistent and you're just going off and doing all these things. But in my perspective and working with the angels, I do see how they are on different, what you call dimensions, different levels of perception, and how they all fit together as part of the experience and adventure of life on Earth, and becoming a master of light and of energy is becoming aware of when you are in a specific perceptual reality or dimension, or when you are in what I would call the third dimension, which is the very lowest conflictual, dualistic way of thinking that we still have on our planet. And the mastery lies in knowing where you are and being able to choose to be somewhere else or to shift yourself somewhere else, because you have the awareness, the consciousness, and the ability to navigate your way around these different dimensions and different levels. I hope that makes sense to you, Claudia.
It does make sense, but I have a request for you. It makes sense in my mind. Would you help us through a meditation, a guided meditation of some sort, to calm us down? Because I still feel a lot of the energy for the starting of this show. So is there any way you can help everybody listening and myself to calm down, to get in contact with the earth, so I can absorb what you're saying also in all of those dimensions that you're speaking?
Yeah, let's do that. I think that's a great idea. What we'll do is we'll connect with Archangel Michael, and we'll ask him to do a meditation activation with us that will connect us together and with the earth, and will also connect us to these different levels of perception. So shall we do that?
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's ask everyone then to focus into their heart center. Wherever you are, you're going to focus into your heart, and you're going to breathe deeply, just relaxing your body, settling down, forgetting all about Mercury retrograde, and just being in that very peaceful center of your heart. And as you breathe deeply, you're going to be connecting with the divine flame of light that lives in your heart. Feel that golden flame and expand that out into your light body, filling your body and your light body with this beautiful golden energy. And as you feel this energy, you're just relaxing, breathing deeply. And now take that energy from your heart center, move it down your body, through your base chakra, through your feet, and into the earth. Feel yourself connecting with the earth and going down further to the earth star chakra, where you are truly grounded into the planet, where you are connected and supported. And then take that energy even further down to the center of the earth, connecting with the heart of the earth mother. Feel the pulsations, the heartbeat of the earth. And feel your own heart aligning with the heartbeat of the earth. And so you come into alignment with the earth, and you feel truly grounded and supported, connected to the beloved earth. Feel yourself connecting to the ocean, the continents, the mountains, the trees, the animals, the birds, and all your human brothers and sisters. And now bring that energy back up into your heart. And now take it up through your crown chakra, into your soul star chakra, connecting with your infinite self, your higher self. Feeling that you are an infinite being of light and love. And taking that energy up to the solar center, galactic center, cosmic center, connecting with the heart of God, with infinite love and wisdom and compassion. And then bringing that down into your heart, feeling the heartbeat of the cosmos, and aligning that with your own heartbeat. And so you are aligning heaven and earth with your own heart. You are in perfect resonance with the cosmos, with the divine heart. And now, because we are gathered together around the planet, we are creating a circle of light around the planet. Feel our hearts connecting heart to heart, creating a grid or a circle of light. Anchoring this energy, this love, this compassion, this divine light. And into the circle of light, we invite the presence of Archangel Michael to be our guide as we connect with the different dimensions. Beloved family of light, this is Archangel Michael. And it is my joy and my pleasure with the legions of angels that we work together with to welcome you here to this experience, this global experience of multidimensional light and being. Beloved ones, thank you for being part of this work. Thank you for your presence on the earth. Thank you for your love and your light and for who you are. I ask you now, we ask you as angelic beings, to focus once again into your heart and feel yourself fully grounded in what we call the fifth dimension. This is the new earth, an earth that is connected, interconnected, and aware of its oneness, its unity. And beloved ones, this is where you are now. As awakened beings, you are fifth dimensional beings of light in human bodies. We ask you to feel that in your heart and in your throat chakra, where you express the connection of your soul. And now we ask you also to be aware that in your daily life, you often have to drop your frequency into the third dimension, where you become like a warrior or an adventurer going into the third dimension to carry that light, to be who you are, an awakened being. But there you have to encounter duality and conflict and challenges. And we ask you to remember always that you are a being of light, that you carry peace, harmony, compassion, and love in your heart at all times. And that when you are completed with your adventure in the third dimension, you can return to the fifth dimension, which is your home. Or you can choose to go up to the sixth dimension, which is the place of magic. Imagine now that the dragonfly comes to you and lifts you on those sparkling wings of light into the sixth dimension of magic. And here you are in a garden of beauty, a paradise. There are unicorns and fairies and elemental beings all around you. And here you can take your power and create and be who you want to be. Feel the flow of divine light all around you as you are creating and manifesting from this six-dimensional space and allowing the manifestation to come down into the fifth dimension, into the material plane. And feel in your heart how wonderful it is to be part of this process of manifestation, of creation, along with spirit, with the divine light, and with the angelic beings who work with you, your guides and angels. And as you feel this power, maybe you also want to go higher into the seventh dimension and feel how you are a master of light. And just breathe that light into your being, knowing you are working towards being a master of light in human form, a multidimensional being. And now, beloved family of light, hold this energy in your heart and feel how you can move between these different levels simply by choosing where you will be and how you will be. Choosing the light in your heart, choosing the heartbeats of the cosmos, the divine light, choosing to transmit that light to everyone around you and to be empowered and powerful, to be in harmony with divine light, and to ground that into the earth so that you can live that mastery, multidimensionality in your physical body and in your being. Breathe now, feeling those energies. And now bring your focus back into your heart center. And now as you feel that empowerment, that balance, that light, that access to the magic, feel how you are also galactic and cosmic, and how you are connected to the stars, to Sirius and the Pleiades, to Andromeda and Arcturus, and all the star nations, and all the angelic beings who work with you. You feel their presence around you. But still, beloved ones, you are grounded into the earth. For this is your purpose, and this is your mission, to be grounded, to be part of the earth, and to transmit that light on the earth. Now, we ask you to work with us and undertake a very special activation. We ask you to go back into your heart center, feeling that love, that compassion, that light, the diamond light, the golden light, cosmic energies, and radiate that light outward into the circle of light, around the planet, and then into the grids around the planet, working for awakening, for awareness, so that more and more beings may awaken and become part of this multidimensional world, raise their consciousness from the third dimension of conflict into the higher dimensions of peace and harmony, and working together. Focus that for a moment. That right now, at this minute, together we are working to raise the consciousness of the planet as each one of you raises their own consciousness. And so you can feel and hear the angels around you, the singing of the angels, the light of the angels, as they appreciate what you are doing at this moment. Now once again, come into your heart center and breathe deeply. And now you should feel that you are centered, that you are calm, and that you're connected to these different levels of perception. Once again, breathe deeply. And we thank you for being part of this work, this activation. And so we hand you back to the channel now to continue with the discussion and with the work. So when you feel ready, just open your eyes and you can move your hands and your legs to allow you to feel reconnected to your fifth dimensional reality. So we thank Archangel Michael for connecting with us, for that experience, and thank you everyone for being part of that and using this technology to help to raise consciousness and to spread this light around the planet. So thank you. I hope that was what you had in mind, Claudia.
Yeah, it was beautiful. Now I feel calm and relaxed and centered. So
yeah, and that really is the essence of higher consciousness. You know, the calmer you feel, the more relaxed you feel, the higher your consciousness is, because you're Everything slows down the higher the consciousness goes. Whereas when you go into lower consciousness, you're aware of everything moving too fast. And that is why so many people, when they go into this transformation process, often feel very anxious, especially when they go out, because they're picking up the lower frequencies of the people around them, and that seems to be too anxious and too fast. So the moment you slow down and become relaxed and conscious and in harmony, and you're moving into higher consciousness, and that is the whole purpose of the work we're doing, is to be able to access this higher consciousness.
And Celia, what do you mean? Many times you are in this relaxed state, but then something external happens, and then you go down with it.
That's right.
And I see that sometimes the world goes down with it. It's like you listen to what's going on, and you go down with the world, and then you feel like, oh no, I let that happen to me. what would be your recommendation for people that are going through difficult times? Loved ones, many loved ones are leaving this planet. Well, they always are, but for some reason, it's feeling like lately many souls are leaving us, and we are in that process of letting go, or work, or things are changing so fast that it is hard not to get anxious and depressed. So,
well, you know, it's like we said earlier, it's about choosing where you want to be. You know, for example, say something happens in your life and you feel yourself going down. There's nothing wrong with going down to the third dimension if you need to express grief or anger or any of those things. But remember where you are. The moment you're in the third dimension, you're going to be involved in conflict. You're going to be involved in dramas. And you have to be in your warrior mode. You know, you have to really be strong and empowered and deal with them. Or you can choose not to go down there. You know, you can choose that, okay, I want to be there, and just take yourself out of that. Because the higher your consciousness is, the less you want to be involved in conflicts and dramas, and the more you want to be focused on the infinite love and the support and the fact that loved ones, for example, are never really gone. They're always part of the higher dimensions, and we can access them there. So it really is a matter of being conscious of what you're feeling. What am I feeling, and where am I feeling it? You know, and what can I do to shift that? We're not saying, you know, with Archangel Michael, we're not saying ignore your feelings or don't feel your feelings. Certainly feel them, but be conscious of what you're feeling and why you're feeling that. And then work to decide what you want to feel and how you want to deal with your feelings. So it's very much being a master of your energies and your emotions and your thoughts. And being able to make choices, and of course getting people to help you. If you need help, if you need support, don't be afraid to ask for it, because you're not doing this on your own. The whole ascension transformation process is a group process. It's about all of us together. So we're supporting each other. We're helping each other to reach this higher consciousness as a group, so that we can lift the planetary consciousness to a higher level. But it does start with us being conscious and with us making choices about what we're feeling and how we're responding to events outside of us. And if you find yourself in a low consciousness or in a difficult situation, it becomes much easier then to recognize what's happened, why it's happened, and to move yourself somewhere else, because you can choose to do that.
So what would be your we're talking about the energies of 2015 and all of the diamond. You talked during the meditation, you talked about the diamond energies and the dragon and magic coming our way. And is that happening right now? Is that going to happen? What is it that you see the process of 2015 going?
Okay. Well, first of all, yes, of course, it is happening right now. there's a huge amount of what I would call magical energies coming into the planet. And that's one of the reasons why it's so confusing. The energies are so confused at the moment, because there is this pouring out of higher frequency coming into the planet. But how can I put it? You have to be able to use it. You have to be able to connect with it. If you're so busy focusing on, for example, the third dimension and the walls and things that are falling apart, then you're not going to be using or connecting with a higher energy. So it's, again, an awareness of what's coming in. And this energy has been coming into the planet for quite a while now. I think it was in December when it first started to come in very intensely. Now, looking at what's happening, what's going to come with this particular year, we're now moving towards the equinox. Okay, it's still a month to go. But in March, at the time of the equinox, there's going to be a very powerful eclipse, 20th of March, the 4th of April. And that is going to bring in some very, very powerful energies and changes on our planet. And this energy has to do with making a choice between the offered opportunity to make peaceful choices rather than aggressive choices. And this will go to pretty deep emotional issues. If you think about what happened in France recently with the Charlie Hebdo things that went on, this is part of bringing up emotional energies to be released so that people can begin to understand that there are different choices to be made. And I think this energy will go on through the year. When we get to August, for example, we have the 888 energy, which will be a very powerful moment of anchoring the what we can call the 8 energy, which is the powerful, magical, infinite, creative energy that is going to be the higher consciousness level of our planet. So while we're clearing these old energies, we're also bringing in the new energies that are creating something new. And we have to keep looking at what is new, what are we creating, what are the energies coming in. Because again, when we get to September, we're going to be having the second equinox and again another lunar eclipse. So the same issues coming up and the same kinds of choices. Now, this will be the final eclipse of a series of four. That was two in 2014 and two in 2015. And at the end of this, the planet will be in a very different place than it was, say, 2 years ago. And we'll have all this incredible higher dimensional energy that's being anchored and offering us the ability to create new realities and a more magical reality for ourselves. Okay, now, what does this mean in terms of our own reality? I think it means that whatever we want to create, whatever we dream, whatever we desire, we will be able to manifest that very easily. It won't be like in the past when it was difficult, when we had to struggle to create things. It'll become much easier to manifest and to create. The important thing is that we have to connect with this higher consciousness, and we have to work process of visualization, manifestation, creation, and building our own timeline so that we're creating the kind of future that we want. And then we will find that there will be this magical unfolding of the new reality in our lives. And for a while, we might be moving between old reality and new reality as we do that, but we're going to find that the new reality is going to anchor much more clearly and obviously in our lives, and will make it much easier for us to start living in a more joyful way as we connect with this higher consciousness.
Can you give us an example of how will that look, or how does it look when you are connected to a higher consciousness?
Well, you look much happier. you feel better. The higher your consciousness level is, the more abundant your life is, the more harmonious your life is, the easier things happen in your life. So, you know, as I was saying, you don't have to struggle. When you find things just opening out for you and the things that you want, the dreams that you have just happen, then you know that you're moving into higher consciousness. And I think it's very easy to identify people who are in higher consciousness because they do have this ability to move through life in a way that seems easy, and then things just open out for them and are abundant for them. And it's not because they're especially lucky or blessed. It's because they have been able to align themselves with this higher consciousness. But of course, everyone can do that. I think that's the whole point of the work we're doing and the transformations we're going through, is that we're all being given the opportunity to move into higher consciousness and to live our lives in this magical and abundant way and to be joyful. I mean, human life on Earth was meant to be a joyful experience, and it was meant to be a creative experience. So it's getting back to that and feeling how, as you move into higher consciousness, you reclaim your ability to have that kind of life. And we can all do that.
So is it a choice you make to live in that higher consciousness?
Yeah, it's always a choice. That is the whole joy or the whole adventure of being on this earth, that we get to choose. Nothing is determined for us. We're given choices, and that is how we create our lives, by making choices. Almost every day we have to make choices that will determine which way our life goes. And when we become conscious of that, then we can be more focused on making the choices that will take us to where we want to be, and not just making random choices that tend to take us in a different direction. And this is what it means to be conscious and to be aware of what you're doing and what you're creating. But, you know, both of yourself and of those around you, because in the past, I think people have tried to create their own reality, often very, very, very determined and walk all over other people kind of attitude. But in the higher consciousness reality, we do this without that aggression. We do it with love. We do it in a way that is supportive of others and a way that is supportive of ourselves, primarily. So it's learning a whole different reality from the one we grew up with, maybe, in the old energy, but finding a much more empowered way of working with the light or with the creativity that is inside of us. And, of course, knowing that we're being supported, you know, by our higher self, by the angels, by the guides, or whoever is working with us to help us to reach this level of consciousness. Because to one of us who takes a step into higher consciousness, we're helping to raise the frequency of the planet and to raise the consciousness of the planet so that we can create a very different reality. You know, this wonderful reality that we want to be in, where we can recreate a garden, a paradise, a sustainable future for all of us, and a peaceful future for our planet.
And Celia, you were talking also that we are having some new children coming to Earth that are going to be helping us on that work of a new dimension, and also about the ability that we now have to ask for the star nations to help us in a collaborative way. Can you explain that?
Well, I think the new children are very exciting. This wonderful soul wave, I call it, this wave of souls coming down, which I call the diamond crystal children, because they are cosmic galactic children with a very high frequency energy. And as they incarnate on the Earth, they are helping us to remember that we are, in fact, star beings. We come from the stars, and that we are connected to the star nations, whatever you want to call them, the beings of light, beings who live in other levels of consciousness. So as these children incarnate, more and more of them come to the Earth, more and more of us are going to wake up and remember, wait a minute, this is where I come from, this is who I am, and that I can ask for help from my star family. And I think the important thing to remember is that you can ask for help, but they're not going to save you. They're not going to do it for you. The whole point of being on the earth and in a human body is that we get to make the choices and we get to do the work that determines what happens on the earth. So we can ask for help. We can ask for guidance, but we have to do the work. It's up to us to make the choices, to make our earth the kind of planet that we want it to be. So we have the help, we have the support, but we have to do the work. And I think this is one of the most exciting things for me has been that, you know, for so long, we've been in this transition period where we've focused on meditating and being more than anything else. But now it's becoming the time of doing. We're moving into a new phase of our, it's called our missions or our work, when we have to start actually doing things that are going to demonstrate our commitment to a different reality, a higher reality, and our commitment to ourselves as beings of higher consciousness. And that really is a challenge, that we make those steps into a new version of ourselves. Let's say, imagine, what is the higher reality version of yourself? If you think about yourself, what was the third dimensional version of myself? And what is the higher dimensional version of myself? What would be different? Would I still be doing the same thing? Would I be doing something differently? And, you know, when you look at that, you might feel inspired or motivated to make changes in your life and to start doing things that truly align with your vision for yourself and your vision for the earth, because we can't wait anymore. You know, it's now is the time to start saying, okay, this is my dream. This is my vision. What am I doing to align myself with that? And unfortunately, the more we don't do that, the more difficult it becomes, because the old version of yourself is kind of crumbling away. And if you're trying to hold on to it, you're going to feel a bit lost. Whereas if you're stepping into this new version of yourself, you're going to find the power, the motivation to really move forward into a whole new reality and a higher consciousness perception and understanding of who you are and what you're doing on the earth. And that's really exciting. It's going to make 2015 a year in which we step into the changes, we step into higher consciousness, and we really take this life, this energy, this magical power that's been given to us, and create a whole new version of ourselves that is fully in alignment with higher consciousness and with our dreams and our passions and what we want to create for ourselves. And I think that's a wonderful opportunity.
Cecilia, when you create something for yourself in your terms, in your choices, you are actually helping humanity by focusing it on you?
Because you are exercising your power, your empowerment to create your own reality and to exist as a higher consciousness being. And as more and more of us do that, we're helping the mass consciousness, the collective consciousness, to tune into or to resonate with that choice. So we have to individually make that choice first in order to assist the collective in rising into that level as well. Now, I think we have to understand that not everyone is going to do that. There are going to be a lot of people who will choose to live and die in the third dimensional consciousness, and that is their choice, because that's what they feel comfortable with. But there's going to be a significant number who will raise their consciousness and who will take on their mastery and their energy to create. And that will bring in this whole different perception of reality. So yes, very much so. It starts with us. It starts with us empowering ourselves, but then stepping forward and being part of the transformation. As I said, actually doing something that allows us to manifest our dreams and our sense of what we're doing on the earth in this year of 2015.
And Celia, when that happens, when you choose to create a higher dimension, but the people around you do not, they want to stay on the third, will mm-hmm. they be able to see your dimension, or it would be like a blind spot for them?
I think it's very difficult. You know, when you have a dimensional person in a whole group of third dimensional people, and I'm very aware of it where I live, it's very difficult for you because they don't see you as you are generally. They see you in their terms, which gives rise to all sorts of conflicts and whatever. And you're very aware of them in their dramas and conflicts. So it's fairly uncomfortable for a higher dimensional person unless they have a very strong energy field and they can kind of pull people in to that higher consciousness. But then again, you have conflict arising because some people don't want to be part of it. So in this moment of transformation, you have to be very aware, I think, and very sensitive to what your energy field is and how it's affecting people around you, and also how their fields are affecting you, because you might feel very depressed and very anxious and very whatever, and it's actually not you, it's all the people around you that are feeding an energy into you. So I think it becomes important to really be aware of the energy fields that you're in and choosing where you want to be and how you want to feel. And it's not easy because we have to go to work and we have to be at our families. But we become more aware of how they make us feel and how we want to feel, and maybe how we can help them to raise their own consciousness to a higher level.
And is it our jobs to help other people? Like if they choose whatever reality they want, shouldn't we just respect those people and then focus on yourself?
Certainly, we respect everyone's choices. You're not trying to force people to change. But at the same time, you're creating a new reality. So, you know, as Archangel Michael said, it has to be something you're creating. The whole point of inner change is so that your outer world also reflects your inner world. There's no point in living in a dissonance where your inner world and your outer world are constantly in conflict. So you're hoping to create a beautiful resonance where your inner world and your outer world are in harmony. But to do that, you have to create that. You have to do things. You have to manifest your dreams. So working on your inner self is the first step, but creating an external reality that is a mirror of your inner world is the second step. And this is something that you find easier as you become more in touch with your inner reality. It will start to manifest in the outer world, and you'll find the opportunities to manifest it in the outer world will begin to arise. You don't have to go out on a crusade and try and force people to change. You just have to allow the opportunities to arise in your world for you to do maybe small things, you know, maybe starting a garden or helping a children's group or something. But the opportunities will come to you to allow you to start expressing your inner vision in the outer world, because we have to begin to create that outer world in some way by anchoring and grounding our dreams in this new fifth dimensional reality.
Yeah, that makes sense. So we are getting to the end of our show today, but I don't know if there's anything else that you want to share or if there's any exercise that you want to do. We have the time for that, Celia.
Well, I'd just like to thank everyone for being part of this experience and to say to them that 2015 is going to be a really wonderful year. It's going to be challenging in many ways, but it's going to be the year in which each one of us finally takes on our mastery and our empowerment to start working with the light and creating with the light and becoming a multidimensional being. And it's possible for all of us, as Archangel Michael says, in this year to experience joy and abundance and love and well-being. So Archangel Michael says, make it your intention and your focus to work with those higher consciousness energies in this year. That every day when you get up, you are grateful for the day that you've just had. And every day when you go to bed, you express your gratitude and you release the experiences you've had. One of the things we did with Archangel Michael last year was to be in a constant process of releasing what you no longer need. So when you finish a day, release everything with gratitude. So you start the next day in a fresh place and with new creations. Because one of the things that holds us back is holding on to the past and having unresolved things. So I make a habit at the end of the day of looking at my day and being grateful for what I've experienced, grateful for what I've learned, and then releasing that to the universe to continue the next day with a new day of creation and experience. And as you find yourself building up this transitional process, transitioning from day to day, with gratitude and with grace, you'll find it much easier to go through life with gratitude and with grace, and to transition through life with gratitude and with grace, and ultimately with joy and abundance and compassion and love.
Well, thank you, Celia. And just one more question before we finish, and this is just a curiosity. In the year six, in the 60s, more or less, we had a lot of visitors from the outer space. Do you expect them to come back and to be known?
Sorry, just repeat that. In the 60s?
Yeah, in the 60s, there were a lot of in the news that they were constantly seeing spaceships and people from other planets.
Okay.
Do you expect them to come back in this year and to have more encounters in a personal matter?
That's a very good question, Claudia. My feeling has always been that most of the beings that we deal with are on different levels of consciousness. They're not in physical form. So the contact that we have is more consciousness connection. But I'm not saying that it's impossible that there will be physical connections. And it's possible that as we move into higher consciousness, we will start seeing more of these things that we don't see now because we're not seeing on the higher levels. So I would expect for there to be an increase in, let's say, experiences or contacts, but probably on a higher level of consciousness and maybe different to what we're expecting from the past. So it's kind of a yes and no answer to that.
And then also many people have asked, and this is, you know, when you hear people like you or some people that are very visual and they see things, and there are many people that haven't, can't, or I don't know what, and they are wishing for the ability to see beyond or hear beyond. Is that something that we can work on for this year? And do you have an exercise or something that will help us?
Certainly. I believe that we're all capable of hearing, seeing. We all have these abilities. And the reason why some people can't is because they closed them down as children. We were taught not to see and not to hear. And, you know, science has been demonstrated that we see what we expect to see. So very much a part of being able to see on the higher levels is to drop your expectations of what the world is like. If you want to see a spaceship, for example, you've got to expect to see one. You know, you can't go out there and say, well, I don't really believe in them, but I'm going to look anyway. We know from quantum reality that you see what you're expecting. You're creating it almost. You're connecting with it. So if you want to see fairies or elementals or spaceships, you have to believe in them, believe they are possible, believe that it's a reality that you can access, and begin to live in that reality, begin to dream that reality. What would it be like? You know, what kind of extraterrestrials do I want to connect with? What would they look like? What would I feel like? Because it's actually very easy to connect with the star nations, because time and space are actually illusions. So you can immediately make a cosmic connection with being, I remember doing with Archangel Michael, we did a whole course where we did what he called cosmic telephone calls, where you had your own call sign, and if you projected that outward, you would then wait to receive a projection from another consciousness so that you could begin practicing, you know, connecting with these other consciousnesses. So there are many different ways of allowing yourself to accept that cosmic connection is natural. It's easy. You know, it's not something that only a few people can do, and it's not dangerous, and it's not harmful, and it's nothing to be feared. It's actually a normal process, almost like phoning a friend, except that you're doing it on a telepathic or consciousness level. But that's a whole different thing to talk about. So maybe at some time in the future we could do a program on cosmic telephone calls if you wanted to.
Yeah, it would be lovely. Yeah, so something to how to enhance your senses, right?
Yeah, and how to be able to make these connections. Yeah, definitely.
Celia, if someone wants to contact you before we leave, can you let us know what's the best way to reach you?
I think just to go to my website, which is starchildglobal.com, and you'll be able to find a place to connect with me from the website.
Well, thank you again for being here with us, and I really apologize for all the technological issues we had at the beginning, but it worked out, so I'm just so glad that you were able to call in and then we were able to chat and have that beautiful meditation.
I think it was just Mercury retrograde, and it all worked out at the end. Thank you so much, Claudia, and thank you to everyone.
Thank you, and good night over there in South Africa. I think when you say your goodbyes, you don't say good night, right? You say good evening, but or something. But well, I wish you have a restful night, and you have a lovely weekend. Thank you for everyone that has been listening to us, and we are coming back next week. Thank you, Celia.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye.